The senior painters used to get up to some terrible tricks. I mean, terrible some. They were characters even in those days. Most of them had left or retired or had finished their jobs, but there were still some of the terrible seven there, like Ted Townsend, and they used to tell me some of the awful things they used to do. They really terrorised the factory when they were young, but of course it still carried on. I mean, the traditions of terrorising the factory by the painters were carried right on into the 1980s. But the early Terrible Seven were incredible characters. They used to do some awful things. They set the factory on fire once, or they used to terrorise everybody. And Ted Townsend told me they used to play cricket down the department, you know, the senior men's painting department. They bowl the ball, and the wicket would be a great vase painted by Stinton or something like that. And Ted said that, well, that taught them to hit the ball, because if they missed the ball, the wicket would be knocked over. There'd be a bit of trouble. But they always got away with these terrible things they used to do. Gilders and painters never got on well. It was a strange, really. The gilders told me that if they had a piece of painting and the signature was there, they'd put a lump of gold over it to cover up the signature. So, and often you do find plates which aren't signed, obviously, but underneath the gold there, well, probably the painter's signature will be there. But they never liked each other. They were paid on different rates, of course, and you know, the painters were thought themselves the high and mighty. They always dressed very smartly and beautifully, and they thought they were the kings, which they were, I suppose. But the gilders never liked that, and they were characters as well. I mean, some of those gilders, I mean, I was mesmerised by what they did, and there was one marvellous old gilder who I think he was 85 or something like that. He showed me that he could jump up onto the beam of the room and swing right over it and land down on his feet. And one young gilder who thought he could do it did it, and he fell and broke his leg. But they were incredible characters, the gilders.